This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey, Matt here. Welcome to another episode of the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It is Way Back Wednesday. This is the day where we reach back into the archives and pull out old classic episodes. And we've been reaching back into the archives of the Do-Over podcast, the podcast that started it all. And I got another great one for you today. Enjoy.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career. Save your business. Save your health. Save your relationships. Save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome to Your Do-Over, coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles. And this is the place where I show people who want more out of life, people dissatisfied with their current situation, how to start over and begin a new life, setting goals and objectives so they can create wealth and live life to the fullest. You can jumpstart Your Do-Over and lay a solid foundation for a better life, your better life, by downloading the three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over for free at freedoover.com. It's a 55-minute MP3 audio program that I made just for you with three specific steps on how to get success as you start over. The three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over will put the legs under your table and they will lay the foundation for you to achieve. They will act as your traveling success coach, and they are yours for free at freedoover.com. So, if success were guaranteed, what would you do? If you knew you could not fail, what would you set out to do? If you knew you would succeed, success is guaranteed, and you could just drop whatever you're doing right now. You could push away from your desk, push away from your computer. You could turn the car around. What would you do? Would you even need motivation? Would you even need to listen to a podcast on how to stay motivated if you knew you would not fail? My guess is you wouldn't, would you? Of course not. If you knew you wouldn't fail, who needs motivation, right? Motivation is really only needed when there's doubt, where there's limited faith, where there's compromised belief. So, if that's the case, let's work on your faith. Let's work on your belief. But let's throw out today the mind games. Let's throw out the power of positive thinking. Let's throw out all the hoo-hoo stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Life is really just one big mind game anyway, isn't it? I mean, those that master their thoughts, those that master their emotions, they master their lives. But let's try a different approach. Let's create some certainty with a practical exercise, with something you can really sink your teeth in. Let's remove the doubt inside your do-over. I mean, if we remove doubt, staying motivated, it's not going to be so much of an issue. We'll start with the question that we left off with on the last episode. If you knew you would not fail, what would you set out to do? And when you reach that level of success, however you define success for yourself, what would you be experiencing? What would life be like? And let's get really specific, because we need to be able to measure it. If we can't measure it, we can't manage it. So, what would you actually have? You see, we need something besides the word successful to describe the level of achievement to which you aspire. Maybe it's being married. I mean, that'd be very easy to define whether you're married or you're not. That'd be something that you could measure. Maybe it's weighing 150 pounds or reaching 12% body fat. Or maybe it's completing the Ironman triathlon in the top 10. Or why not win it? You would not fail. Remember, success is guaranteed. Or maybe it's $1 million in the bank. Or it's $10,000 a month of passive income. Or it's being a vice president at your dream company, whether that's Nike or Apple, or maybe working for Donald Trump. Or maybe building your own business, competing and beating Donald Trump. Remember, you cannot fail. Success, it's guaranteed. But you've got to define what success is to you in as much detail as possible. You've got to be specific. You've got to know when you have reached it. And it has to be definitive. Now for this exercise today, I'm going to define success so I have something to work with. And then just plug in your dream or your passion into the exercise. Go ahead and plug in your definition of success into this exercise. So here's an example of success defined for today. Instead of using a hypothetical example of success, I'll just open up to you and I'll reveal to you what I'm pursuing, okay? I'll reveal to you my definition of success. And maybe that'll help you develop yours. It'll give you an example of what I mean by definitive or measurable. So I will consider myself successful once I'm receiving $1 million a year of passive income through my real estate holdings and internet businesses. I'll consider myself successful when I'm being hired to speak publicly once per month to 1,000 people or more. See, those two things are very definitive. I'll know whether I'm receiving $1 million a year of passive income or not. Either I am or I'm not. And I'll also know whether I'm being hired to speak once per month to 1,000 people or more. Those are two elements that are very easily measured. I'll consider myself successful when I have 3 children. Very easy to measure. Either I've got 2 or I've got 3. My nonprofit. I'll consider myself successful when my nonprofit is donating 6 houses per year. 6 houses per year to families displaced from the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans through elementary school essay contests. That's something that I can easily measure. Now, I'll consider myself successful when I have an infinity pool in my backyard with an ocean view. That's my personal definition of success. And it's very measurable. I mean, they're all very measurable definitions. An amount of money is very easy to measure. Mine is $1 million a year of passive income. I can measure that very easily. I'm being hired to speak publicly once per month to 1,000 people or more. That's very easy to measure. Either I'm speaking once per month or I'm not. I will know when I have achieved it. 3 kids, I can certainly measure that. When I have an infinity pool with an ocean view, that's very easy to measure. And I've got to tell you, I will feel as if I arrived once I am sitting in that infinity pool, sipping a glass of wine, looking at an ocean view. That will just do it for me. Anyway, that's my definition of success, and it's very measurable. And you've got yours. I want you to define your definition of success, and I want you to make sure that it's measurable. So where do we go from here? Well, rather than starting from where you are and taking actions that you think will get you to your definition of success, we're going to create a plan of which that raises your belief, one that removes doubt, one that creates certainty about your future, one that instills into your do-over that success, it's guaranteed. So I'm going to take one element of my definition of success. Let's take my public speaking ambition, being hired to speak publicly at least once per month to 1,000 people or more. That's one of my elements of success. You take one of yours and work along with me. Now I'm going to take that goal and reword it into the present as if it's a reality for me right now. And it would sound something like this. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm being hired to speak publicly once per month to 1,000 people or more. That's worded as if it's a reality right now. You state yours in the same way. I'm so happy and grateful now that, fill in the blank with your measurable definition of success. Okay. Now imagine that you are experiencing your success just as you defined it, and write down what had to happen just prior to you achieving your success. Or what was a major milestone you hit just prior to achieving your success? For example, just prior to me being hired once a month to speak to at least 1,000 people, a major milestone would be me being hired once a month to speak to at least 500 people. That would be milestone number 5. You see, what we're doing is we're working our way back to where we actually are today. We're creating the plan in reverse. So the milestone I would hit just prior to speaking monthly to at least 500 people could be speaking to 250 people. That would be milestone number 4, a and you'll notice that they're very measurable. Now, just prior to speaking to 250 people, the next major milestone could be speaking to 100 people once a month. That's milestone number 3. Now, prior to that could simply be being hired to speak once per month, regardless of the number of people. That would be milestone number 2. And milestone number 1 could be being hired to speak once every other month. So real quickly, I laid out my 5 major milestones that stand between where I am today and where I want to be. I mean, already my path, it's unfolding, and it's unfolding in a way that it seems very doable. Now, it's not guaranteed yet, but it certainly seems doable, doesn't it? I mean, doesn't it seem doable to you even if you have no aspirations to be a paid public speaker? Now, if you're following along with your definition of success, you'll be seeing your path unfold as well, and unfold to a point where it seems doable. I mean, just by seeing that it's doable, your belief should be starting to increase. It doesn't seem so far away nor impossible now, does it? Would you even dare say your motivation hasn't risen a bit? Now, I'm just sitting here performing this as an exercise with you to give you an example. But just by performing this exercise, I'm feeling a sense of motivation around my own public speaking aspirations. Okay, so let's keep going. My milestone number 5 is being paid to speak to at least 500 people per month. Milestone number 4 is being paid to speak to at least 250 people per month. Milestone number 3 is being paid to speak to at least 100 people per month. Milestone number 2 is being paid to speak once per month, regardless of the amount of people. And milestone number 1 is being paid to speak at least once every other month. Those are my major milestones. So please follow along with me, inserting your measurable definition of success, your goal, or else this time for you is wasted. Okay, so take on this exercise with me. So those are my major milestones. What I'm going to do now is place my focus solely on major milestone number 1. That is being hired to speak at least once every other month. That's my sole focus now. I'm going to forget about the rest. Not even looking at the other milestones. I'm not even looking at the end goal. I'm just focused on being hired to speak at least once every other month. That's my sole focus. And now I'm going to work my way back with 5 more milestones from milestone number 1. And I'm going to call them minor milestones, or minor stones. So what measurable event or situation am I going to experience just prior to being hired to speak once every other month? Let's say that I'm speaking 4 times a month for free just prior to being paid to speak every other month. That would be minor stone number 5. I'm speaking 4 times a month for free. That will be my existence just before I'm being hired to speak every other month. Minor stone number 4. That could be speaking for free twice per month. Minor stone number 3 could be speaking for free once per month. And minor stone number 2 could be 1 free speech per month actually scheduled in my calendar for the next 6 months. So when I'm able to schedule 6 speeches, that could be minor stone number 2. And just prior to that could be a finalized flagship or signature presentation that would be minor stone number 1. So at this point, the path to my ultimate definition of success is really starting to appear. It now seems very doable. I have 5 major milestones and I have 5 minor stones leading to my first major milestone. Hopefully you're following along with my words. This is a lot easier to do when I've got a whiteboard and you're sitting in front of me. But follow along. Now my sole focus is going to be placed on minor stone number 1. Creating a signature presentation. That's my sole focus now. I'm not thinking about anything else. There's no room for overwhelm. I can be finally focused on that minor stone, knowing that it's leading to the path of my ultimate definition of success. So minor stone number 1, creating a signature presentation. Now, I'll wake up every day and include on my daily to-do list a couple very simple tasks working toward creating my signature presentation. For example, one simple task could be choosing a theme for my PowerPoint presentation. I could do that very easily and very quickly. Experiencing success. Doesn't matter how big or small, I'm experiencing some success. Another simple task would be to decide on the subject of the presentation. Again, another very simple task of which I could complete with relative ease. Another simple task could be to call 3 people of whose opinions I respect and ask their opinion on my subject, looking for confirmation that I'm on the right path, that my subject is even going to be intriguing or of interest to people. You see, these simple little daily tasks, these little moments of success, lead to more success by the way of what I call the success cycle. It works like this. Success creates confidence. Confidence creates action. Action creates results. And results create more success. and around you go. That's how these simple little tasks that allow you to experience these small moments of success, that's why they're so important. They're important because they lead to more success. But they are also important because they increase your faith. They increase your belief in what you're up to in your do-over. And when your faith and belief are being strengthened, staying motivated becomes less and less of an issue. At least it's less and less of a conscious thought. The motivation is coming up naturally. It's less of an issue because you're doing something that you want to do. And it's less of an issue because you're inching closer every day and you can actually measure your progress. Each time you reach a minor stone and a milestone, you know you're getting closer. That's measurable. So each time you reach a minor stone and you knock that minor stone down, you then place your focus on the next minor stone and work your to-do list and in the exact same way by adding small, simple tasks moving you closer. And you'll do this every day until you get to your first major milestone. And once you've knocked down that first major milestone, you'll create 5 new minor stones, leading you to major milestone number 2. And you'll just work your way down your path until you reach your ultimate definition of success. Simple, right? It is simple. I mean, do you actually believe you can do this now? Of course you do. How couldn't you? All you've got to do is follow the steps. And when you've got a plan backed by belief, I mean, who needs motivation? The motivation is coming naturally. It's coming authentically. It's coming because you're doing what you want to do. It's coming to you naturally because you have a plan. You have a path that you're following. You have inserted some certainty of how you're going to get there. You know, a recent coaching client of mine, they actually quit their coaching with me early. You know, as I walked them through this process and in just 2 months or so, he was like, "Matt, I got this. I got it covered. Don't need any more coaching in this element of my life. Don't need any more coaching with this area." And I was like, "Great, Ray. Glad I could be of service." And I really was. It felt really good. And then I asked him if he could send me a brief testimony of his experience, if he could put into words what his experience was so I could share it with future clients. And this is the email that he sent me. "Matt, I wanted to thank you for all your help from your personal coaching sessions over the last few months. With your help, I was able to put together and execute a plan to start on my do-over. I was able to move into semi-retirement, open new channels of income, and create a whole new path for success. I was amazed that by working my plan, creating and reaching milestones set along the way, I was continually overcoming any obstacle with little or no resistance. More importantly, with your guidance, I clearly identified what the best route to success was and modified my plan and actions accordingly. In our weekly sessions, your analysis of my actions and plans literally saved me months of time and gave me the confidence to keep moving forward towards my appointed goal. I would recommend anyone who doesn't have a regular mentor to utilize your coaching services to accelerate the success of their do-over. Thanks, Ray." And that was completely unedited. Yeah, I asked for his testimony, but that's what he wrote. You know what? That was very much the experience that I had as well. So I'm happy Ray is on his way. He's got some belief. He's got some conviction. He had enough belief to quit coaching, and that's what this plan can do for you. Alrighty? So that's it for today. Your homework is to create your plan. Create your plan in the manner described in this episode. Create your measurable definition of success, state it in the present, and work your way back, creating your major and minor milestones. Work your way back to where you actually are right now. Then each day, take a step or two. You can certainly take more if you'd like, but take a step or two. Simple steps that allow easy experiences of success each and every day. Do that each and every day and you will get there. Just stay on the path, stay on the success cycle, and you will get there. Okay, next episode, I've got a very special guest joining us that will further help me cover the subject of motivation, covering the subject of staying focused and dealing with negative thoughts, pessimism, skepticism, and doubt. I mean, I can't wait for it. We haven't had a guest in a while, so I'm really looking forward to next episode. Okay, God loves you, and so do I. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you on the next episode of Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power. Take action on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedooverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Do-Over Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Do-Over Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dooverguru.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.